Call order, the Willis Plan Commission Special Meeting, September 25th, 2019. Stand for the pledge.
Salute, pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Chair Griffith.
Here.
Vice Chair Hanson. Commissioner White.
Here.
Commissioner Woods.
Present.
Commissioner Owens.
Here.
Public comment, written communication. Members of public wishing to address commission on any items on the agenda may do so at this time when recognized by the chair. Public is advised to limit discussion to one presentation per individual. While not required, please state your name and address for the record. Oral communications will be limited to 3 minutes. Seeing none, we'll move on. Public hearings. Conduct a public hearing upon conclusion, consider adoption of the attached resolution for lot line adjustment file LLA-19-03, a resolution of the Planning Commission of the City of Willis approving a lot line adjustment file LLA-19-03 for California Land Investors, LLC, to adjust property lines for assessor parcels number 017-170-042, 043, 044, and 045. Staff.
Yes, good afternoon, commissioners. The item, the first item before you is a lot line adjustment. And as we had at the last meeting, the lot line adjustments are under your purview according to Chapter 17.55. This project involves a piece of property that we've all been waiting for a project to be placed on. So the first item in order to move forward is a lot line adjustment. It was submitted an application by California Land Investors requesting to adjust these property lines in order to accommodate a future building. As I said, the intention is to provide a large enough parcel so that development of the Rumiano Cheese factory building can be placed on there. And as stated in the report, that these parcels are part of the South Willows Commercial Center final map. These parcels are part of phase one of this final map, and they are it's a newly created entry that's going to be off of Harvest Drive, off of Tehama Street, and the street will be called Harvest Drive. And all these parcels are zoned the same, this subject parcel, CGMLPD. And proposed future uses of these newly created lots are permitted or conditionally permitted per the adopted development standards, plan development standards for the commercial center, which are included in your packet here. The general plan land use designation for the subject parcel is a commercial industrial combining, and all of parcels or all the projects that are going to go under this will meet this designation. And stated earlier, the section 17.55240 does allow for adjustments of property lines when they are adjacent to one another. However, you cannot create a larger amount of parcels. There are three parcels, and resulting will be two parcels. After the lot line adjustment certificate is completed and has been recorded, then a certificate of compliance will be prepared by the city, and then will be recorded to finalize this lot line adjustment. The project has been reviewed under CEQA, and it is proposed to be exempt under Section 15315, Class 15 Minor Land Divisions. This project was noticed in the newspaper, local newspaper, 10 days prior to the public hearing. Staff has not received any comments or phone calls or written or with regarding this publication. And attached to this staff report is a copy of the lot line adjustment map, and for your information so that you can see where the Rumiano parcel will be, which will be resulting in about a 3.99 acre piece of property parcel, and then adjacent to it will be a 2 acre piece. So with that, I would recommend that Commission adopt the resolution that does recommend approval for the lot line adjustment to adjust the property lines, and with that, subject to any conditions that are on attachment two. Mr. Frank Marinello, who is representing California Land Investors, is present if you have any questions of him or not. Otherwise, of myself, I'd be more than happy to answer them.
Any questions?
So how many parcels are going to be resulting?
Two.
And which ones are they?
They...
On this map, to me, it's confusing because the lines aren't that dark, so
yeah.
I can't figure out what you're doing here.
The parcels, if you come off into Harvest Drive, there is right now a parcel, there are three parcels. North and south of Harvest Drive are the same layout. Two parcels in front and one parcel in the rear. What they're doing is they're taking the parcel in the rear and taking that line and moving it over to the westerly side so that it's one long parcel instead of two parcels in front and one parcel in the rear in the back. It's taking away the rear parcel and combining it with the front parcel, making for a longer parcel, of almost 4-acre piece of property. The resultant parcel is a 2-acre piece, a slice, that will be adjacent to the newly created parcel.
And that's still going to be large enough for somebody to go in there and do something with?
It is available. It also can be adjusted. It's my understanding that it might be a future addition to the Rumiano project. So that is there for the future, possible future development and enlargement of their development.
Yeah.
Nope.
Candace? We're open to public hearing. We have now come to the public input portion of our hearing. The public hearing is recorded and subject to possible review by the courts. Therefore, all statements or remarks must be made clearly and distinctly into the microphone. If there's anyone in the audience who has any pertinent evidence or options, opinions, or statements relevant to this issue being heard, please step to the microphone. And although it's not required, it is also requested that you please state and spell your name for the record. Comments are generally limited to 3 minutes. Anyone wishing to speak? 407, we'll close the hearing. What's your pleasure?
I move the resolution.
Let me get the other paper.
The Planning Commission of the City of Willows approving the lot line adjustment file LLA-19-03 for California Land Investors LLC to adjust property lines for the assessor's parcels numbers 017-170-042-043-044-045.
I have a second.
I'll second that.
Any further comments? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution Planning Commission of the City of Willows granting design review approval file DR-19-05 to California Land Investors LLC to implement exterior facade treatments to a new 47,464 square foot industrial building, Marano Cheese Company, and the site improvements for the project and use permit approval file UP-19-06 to allow 1,214.83 square feet of additional business signage for property located at Assessor's Parcel number 017-170-045. Staff.
Yes, thank you, Chair and Commissioners. The second portion of this meeting is to hear and review the design review proposal, which is for approval of the exterior facade improvements for this new proposed new industrial building and for the site improvements for the project, and then a use permit request for additional signage that is being proposed for the business. We, at the time of preparing this, there was no address. We have named an address, and it will be 101 West Harvest Drive. So it's the first one that is going to be off of that Harvest, New Harvest Drive. And as stated, that this is a design review for this new building. The proposal is for a 47,467 square foot metal building that will house the Rumiano Cheese Company. Then site improvements for the project as well, which will include the parking, landscaping, and additionally the building facade treatments. The building is broken up into approximately 22,548 for the production portion. Storage is another 17,734, and then there will be business administration offices that encompass about 7,185 square feet. Those will be, that will make up the whole building. There is no outdoor storage, as all the product will be stored inside. And the only type of storage is on where the recycling bins and the trash enclosures are located on the northeast side of the building, of the lot. Parking is provided that meets what is required, and which includes handicap spaces as well. And there's also a loading zone in the front for those business uses. A truck dock with roll-up doors is on the south side of the building, which faces Harvest Drive, where trucks will enter. The business will operate 24 hours a day, 5 days a week, with Saturday as overtime if needed. There's also an AM and PM production shift, and with a maximum of 100 people working during that time, and then one overlapping sanitation shift that comes in the early hours of the morning. A retail sales component is desired for the future, as also as a possible roof solar system, but that's not incorporated into the building at this time. It was just something that was discussed and is shown on one of the site plans. The business signage proposed, though, does require for the use permit. And at this time, then, that is part of the use permit. The lot line adjustment we just heard and you just heard and approved is required in order to adjust these lots in order to make way for this 47,000 square foot building. This matter is before the Planning Commission under several sections of the code, which are according to the zoning that is in place here, which is CG, ML, PD, and then additionally what's applicable to the design of this building or any buildings within this commercial center are the development standards, the South Willows Commercial Center Plan Development Standards and the design guidelines, which are required, which were required as part of the use permit when they initially got their tentative map approval. This is a requirement of anything that has a PD overlay on it is to prepare standards and guidelines for future development. Those are attached for the commission as well with this packet. And as I stated, this is the first development within this center, and those guidelines are there for a purpose in order to help to communicate to developers and that expectations of what would be the building would look like and what the site improvements would also look like as well. The project site is located in the southern portion of the city of Willows. It's also an area where it's at this point just bare ground, but it's been proposed for a long time to be developed into this type of development. The proposed building will be a cheese processing and packaging operation and storage of the product. Both of these uses are permitted under the sections within those standards that I've just referenced. So those uses that are proposed are included within those standards and design guidelines. Zoning to the south of this project is the same as the subject parcel. The open space district in R1 is located to the north. Interstate 5, I-5 is to the west. Tehama Street, also known as Highway 99, is to the east, and beyond that is a light industrial zoning. The building does have different height levels, and the tallest portion of the building is 50 feet, but industrial buildings within the center are allowed within these design standards. So therefore, the zoning and also the height does qualify and meet that requirement. Lot coverage is for an industrial use is allowed 60%. With this one, it results in a use of only 27%. And it is larger, the parcel is larger than what the minimum lot size is, so they both meet that requirement as well. The general plan land use designation, as stated in earlier, was a commercial industrial combining, and that is this use is consistent with this designation, which does provide for general commercial uses or light industrial uses. Under the design review, has been prepared by professional architects. Don Russell is representing the architectural firm. He's in the audience this evening. If you have any questions of him about any of the building and site, therefore that they have prepared the site plan and the circulation plan as well for this building and the color scheme. There are no other buildings in close proximity to this commercial industrial development. As I say, this is the first project to be developed within this commercial center. But this type of project proposed was planned during the tentative map development stage, and with the incorporation of the adopted design guidelines does meet this building does meet the requirement and the standards, and any future development will be provided as well, which will provide a neighborhood that will accommodate, you know, a lot of future and same similar type of general and light industrial uses. There is a color board that I placed in front of your dais there. You can probably see that the materials and colors are going to be designed kind of a three-color theme with different types of exterior treatments to enhance the look. The building will have an all-weather insulated metal panel siding, which will be in pearl gray, which on the largest portion of the building, where the five roll-up doors will be located. And then another portion of the building will be accented with an all-weather insulated metal wall panel. And then the longest span of the building, looking at it from the Harvest Drive viewpoint, will be a metal wall panel in another color and reinforced, which added strength also and provides some type of shadow appearance as it is from that viewpoint. It's a nice look. Then lastly, along the bottom of the building, the span of the building, and around the entry point will be a fiber cement board, which does have the look of brick and creates a nice contrast to the metal paneling siding. There are proposing to be lighting wall packs of a dark brown's color and also metal awnings of a dark brown's color above the doorways and the main entry point. So in order to provide an overhang for visitors and users of that entry. And there will be a metal seam standing roof of a cool bronze color that will accent the building as well. There are no new walls or fences around the property perimeter proposed. The only thing that is enclosed is the loading area that I mentioned earlier that's on the northeast corner of the building where the trash receptacles and other recycling bins will be located. This is a 20 by 30 foot area that's enclosed and screened by a 6 foot high slatted chain link fence. That's where all the waste and recycling will be located. I will stop here for a second, and one of the comments I received after preparing this staff report was from Waste Management. They had some concern about the location of the of that recycling in the bins and such. So I've notified the architects, and they may work with them, or if they come to an agreement, if there is a flip or a change of where that's located, then if you feel comfortable enough, the staff can look at that to see that all the other aspects are in place if they have to shift where that location is. But I'll leave that up to the owners and the architects to work out. But that was a comment that was received after the staff report was prepared. The drives and parking and circulation access to the project site is going to be provided by a bridge that connects to Tehama Street, which is in the works right now. We have some pictures. I've taken something of just of this morning. They're working on putting that that bridge in, and they've got the main portion put in. So now they're working to install the bridge. There are going to be two driveways to enter the property once you are on Harvest Drive. So there will be, those are designated, and they'll both be along the Harvest Drive location. Parking is provided according to the municipal code section, which the project site plan calls for 107 parking spaces, and does include six handicap spaces, and those are located along the front entrance. The breakdown of uses and what they required are included within the report here, but just all in all, I just wanted to say that the parking requirements are met with the site plan, and so therefore, what they have in place and proposing does meet the requirements of the code. Trucks for the business will enter the site daily, approximately 5 to 10 trucks making a delivery or a pickup per day. The circulation plan that's provided shows sufficient truck turning radius, and therefore that will be sufficient for them to be able to maneuver the trucks coming in and out. I don't know the time frame when trucks start coming or not. Tony Rumiano is in the audience as well, and if you have any questions of him specifically about that. And I did get information through this project that the trash hauler picks up maybe something times 2 to 3 times a week, and as I stated earlier, that is something that the developer and the owner might work out with the waste hauler, or they may leave it as it is. The circulation plan shows that it does work, so at this point, that will be decided if they want to change that or not. Any and all utilities will be underground for the project. New water lines have and are currently being installed. I believe the water line portion is already installed, and they're working on some of the other utilities. A lateral for the project will be put in order to connect to the project site into the water main from the street along Tehama. No large generators are proposed for this project. However, three boiler systems will be installed. The Glenn County Air Pollution Control District does require that an authorization to construct for any boilers or generators or diesel or natural or gas or propane fired equipment. So this has been conditioned as part of the project here. And just briefly, the sign proposed does exceed the allowed square footage, and I'll discuss that in a minute. The lighting for this project does include exterior lighting. There will be light standards that will be throughout the parking lot and the site, and also including the lighting wall packs along in the building. New landscaping is proposed to be installed as part of the project also. There is showing shade trees along the entire west side of the parcel, which is really good because it does get very hot, and any parking and such will be shaded by those trees as they grow over time. And then street trees on the eastern side with a mix of some crepe myrtle trees mixed in, and then shrubbery and some ground covering to combine will help to soften the large industrial building look. Under the use permit discussion, this project does need a use permit, as the signage to advertise the business proposed does exceed what the allowed square footage is according to our code. And we have a factor always of the linear footage of the building times 1.5 will give you the amount that is allowed. And they have an approximate allowance of 286 square feet. Three signs are proposed to identify. The monument sign and then the business sign above the entrance to the building would be fine. What kicks it over is the business sign on the west side of the building, which is 17 feet by 86 feet. It's a large large sign out there. It'll be able to be viewed from the freeway, and I think that was the intent. So that will be...
I think they might see it.
I believe that will be a big enough sign, and they're the first ones there, so that's their request. So they wanted to move forward with a use permit. If they somehow decide to change and they want to put up a pole sign, I'll work with them on that. But at this point, I've offered that to them, and they want to go with the sign on the side of the building. So that's what we're taking forward to you. So this additional signage that does kick over as a result of that sign leaves them asking for and requesting through this use permit for 1,214.83 square feet of additional signage. And according to this, to the section in the code 18.125.1508, it does allow for additional signage to be obtained through a use permit from the Planning Commission. So with that, that's part of the signage that request is part of the use permit. And they do have some incidental signage, but it meets the 60 square feet, so there's only about 38 square feet. I took their signage and broke out the part that doesn't say Rumiano and called that as incidental, so lessen the amount of overage of signage that would be requesting. This project was sent out for review to other city departments, county, and then other outside agencies and comments. Those all reflected within the conditions that are listed and attached to the resolution. The county, I just want to note, the County Department of Environmental Services did make a comment that they had reviewed the project and they found it complete, but they had no conditions to add to this. The environmental review analysis for this project does revert to and incorporates the environmental review that was completed in 2009 with the mitigated neg deck that was prepared and adopted by the Planning Commission on the 29th of July, 2009. The uses proposed for this project have been analyzed and have not changed since the adoption of the tentative map. And therefore, staff determines that the project was sufficiently reviewed for the map and therefore does not require additional CEQA review. In addition, current status does not result in any changes or conditions that would result in the preparation of any an addendum to the previously adopted mitigated neg deck. This is due, in fact, to that the proposed use is consistent with what was proposed with the 2009 mitigated neg deck, and no changes to the prior mitigation measures that were previously adopted. So therefore, there's no need to have an addendum, and we can use the environmental document that was prepared and adopted in 2009 for the environmental review analysis for this one. And as with any use permit, facts of finding have to be made with findings to support that the use is consistent with the goals and objectives and policies of the general plan and any applicable design guidelines, that it conforms to the development standards and provisions of the title and won't be detrimental to the public health and safety, and that the location or the placement of the proposed use is compatible with the surrounding neighborhood and doesn't pose a safety risk. And these are applicable to the signs that are being proposed for the business. This project was noticed in the local newspaper 10 days prior to the public hearing, and all property owners, as indicated on the last secured rolls, assessor's rolls were notified, have not received any written or verbal communication as a result of that public noticing. And that is concludes my presentation as far as this project and these two applications. As I said, there's several representatives here for either the land or the project and or the design that are available if you have any questions of them or of me. So with that, I am open to any comments or questions.
I have a question. On the composite, the Canyon brick cement, it says in the, and unless I'm just missing it, there is a little bit to read here, so I might have missed it, but it says it's going to go along the border or along the bottom, but it indicates in the pictures that it's around the doorway too. Is that just an artist rendition, or is it in fact going around? Oh, come on up.
I'll let Don address that question.
I am Don Russell from Russell Galloway Associates, R-U-S-S-E-L-L. It does go up around the door entry. It is a cementitious product made to look in a brick pattern.
Right.
You know, available in multiple colors.
I have another question.
Okay.
Since you're in the neighborhood, where is the second driveway
It said there was two driveways?
They're side by side, fairly close in proximity along Harvest Drive.
Okay, so there's not another exit?
No, one is meant primary, we have to maintain a distance off the intersection for the first one. And there's also a levee access road, curb cut that is in place on the east side along 99.
So in a case of an emergency or something, would there be another exit other than the ones in the front?
They have to come out Harvest Drive.
Okay.
And one is meant mainly for pedestrians or private vehicles, and the other one's mainly meant for trucks.
Okay.
I got a question. Trash pickup times and your pickup delivery times, you're going to be working 24 hours in shifts. Are those going to be just during the daytime, you're going to have nighttime deliveries or pickups?
Tony might be able to address that.
Tony Rumiano, Rumiano Cheese. Usually trucks start around 5 o'clock to about 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon is okay. The most common. Every once in a while, you know, emergency or not emergency, but the business needs to move some cheese and receive cheese at a different time. We do that. We try to keep it between main business hours of 5 and 4.
Yeah. I'm just concerned because eventually we get the housing up north there. You know, I don't want the disruption there. But all right, thank you. Thank you.
Well, I was glad to get the landscaping plan because when I was going through my staff report, it said I had it, but I couldn't find it, so I thought maybe I got lost. And the other, you talked about the possibility of retail. Now, is that going to be in a separate building? Is it going to be in this building? And how is that going to impact the parking, since the parking, you say, now just meets the requirements?
Well, there is, if you, on the site plan, there is a small indication that says future retail. So I asked about that. And there's a possibility. They put that in there. If it doesn't come, then that'll be an office. As to parking, if there's additional parking requirements for that, well, that's a good question, I guess, because if there's a retail space, what we look at is the full building and the uses that are in there. If a retail space is placed in there, there may be time limits as to when it can be open. I'm open for suggestions on that. They didn't want to remove it out of there because there's a thought of a retail in the future. Maybe I can have one of the architects address it.
Can I just answer real quickly?
So what we're talking is a very small portion of the building out of our 40 or 7,000 square feet. We're talking less than 200 square feet. And it's basically a space that they reserved and we put an exterior door on in case they wanted to have a small cheese retail space.
The size of what, when you used to do it out of the plant, I used to go out there and get cheese. So is that, I mean, you're talking just...
We're talking a size of a large office, you know, out of the whole space. So really in retail, that would be one parking space.
Well, you ever gone to the Lolita Cheese Factory in Lolita?
What's that?
Have you ever gone to the Lolita Cheese? They don't have a very big space and there's issues with parking there sometimes.
Yeah.
That's why I'm just concerned.
So overall parking, our 107 spaces, we're, the requirements here, which include one for every person on a shift, plus additional per square foot, is actually quite restrictive and quite, it just creates quite a few parking spaces, more than, you know, we typically see in other jurisdictions. So, but we were able to meet that on the site and work with Karen to get that number dialed in. But just so you know, I don't see parking as a difficult issue on this site.
If there's a possibility that they are going to shift this waste haul or recycling pickup, I would think that there is probably room to be able to squeeze in another parking space. As he said, retail space is, it's every 300 square feet, it's one parking space required. So if there's a possibility of squeezing in another parking space, that would meet that square footage allowance and requirement. So that's something that I can discuss with them if there is a change to the site plan as a result of the waste hauler's comments. That one space would be meeting the code requirement of one parking space for every 300 square feet. And that could be probably squeezed into a place there.
It looks like on the east end towards the north, you have additional area, empty area there. It looks like you could put some additional parked spots in there.
That was left open for possible truck staging area. It's not been assigned to that, but that was the reason that was not, no parking added.
Anything else? Anybody else have any questions?
I have one other question. With the landscaping on the west side, how tall are the trees going to be in relation to the sign they want to put on the side of the building?
Well, I don't have the, let me look at the landscaping plan that they proposed.
Initially, the sign's going to be quite visible.
Yeah, I realize that, but I mean, and then when you start getting development out there, what happens to that sign? And then do we come back and ask for
a pole sign.
A pole sign instead.
They can have a pole sign by right if they fill out a sign permit at 200 square feet. They're allowed by right to have a
pole sign. I'm just trying to, I finally got the landscaping plan to look at, and that's why I'm asking.
I agree that was my discussion about why the sign in place of the sign on the west side to have a pole sign. So I did have that discussion with the owners asking that question about future development. Was that going to block it? Another building on that side, is that going to block the view to the freeway? They chose to go with this route. If they change their mind along the way, before it is developed and they put any signage up and they say, do you like to have a pole sign now? Then I'll work with them on that. As long as it's 200 square feet, it is does still follow the intent of the code.
So then would they paint over the side, the building?
What's that?
Would they?
Maybe before they put the sign up, we would probably have this discussion.
Okay, that would be good. Save some money.
I brought this up a couple of times because I was concerned about that myself. Future development may block the sign itself, so there may be no need for it. It may be a moot point. So as I say, we may still be having some discussions post-meeting about whether or not to put up a pole sign in lieu of that large sign on the side. I had the discussions, but they wanted to move forward with this, so that was their purview to do so.
I like the sign. You can put it higher, so you won't worry about the trees growing over it.
My other concern, and I always have this as a concern, is when we allow this much additional signage, it's like we're setting a precedent, which, I mean, I get that we want it to be seen, and I understand that, and I'm not opposed to that. I just want our commission to realize too that when hopefully there will be a lot of next buildings come in, if they want that additional, then
I don't think we have to do anything. I mean, it's up to the commission to approve or disapprove. Just because I think we should take each case individually, if it merits this kind of signage. I think just because you want signage doesn't mean we have to approve it. I think in this case, I think it's a very good addition, not only just for them, but for their city too.
I'm not opposed to it. Yeah, I'm just saying that we're setting the precedent.
I don't think we are. I think every individual case is based on its own merit. I don't think you necessarily have to say yes, you do, or you don't.
I understand what you're saying, Chairman, but there's also the past precedent that
an applicant
will we'll rely on.
My sign is bigger than yours.
Anyway. Well, I just think it's something that we, like I said, I'm not opposed to it. I think they've done an excellent job. I commend Rumiano's, your engineering firm, in but I just want us to be aware of that. I like it. Just beware.
Point taken. It's
been there, done that.
And well, it's you know, it's been a topic before as to whether to remove that from the from the code, do a text amendment and remove that requirement. The where we've had requests for additional signage has always been along the Humboldt corridor. Mm-hmm. It's everybody wants a sign. Everybody wants more signage than they're allowed, and it's signs and signs and signs. There's a lot of case law also about signs and how much regulation you can put on signs. So we have to somewhat step gingerly towards each project, as the chair said, and review them for their merits on that. There may be the thought after this meeting that maybe we don't want that large sign. Maybe it won't benefit us like we feel it will, and we'll go towards an 80-foot pole sign. The code allows for an 80-foot high pole sign with 200 square feet on it. They are aware of that.
Okay. Just saying.
Yeah, no, I totally appreciate bringing that up.
I had to say it.
For 41, open a public hearing. We have now come to the public input portion of the hearing. The public hearing is recorded and is subject to possible review by courts. Therefore, all statements or remarks must be made clearly and distinctly into the microphone. If there's anyone in the audience who has any pertinent evidence or opinion or statements relevant to the issue being heard, please step to the microphone. And although it's not required, it's also requested that you please state and spell your name for the record. Comments are generally limited to 3 minutes.
Don Russell again. I just want to make a comment on the signage. I agree with everything you and the concerns that you had, but I also agree with, in this case, with the chairman. You're looking at a building that's 180 feet long with a 50-foot tall wall that would have nothing on it. And one of the reasons that the owners and us saw that and said, we need to do something to change this. But there's limitations where we might want to do from cost standpoint, specifically because that could be the inside of the building in the future with an expansion. And so we didn't want to do a lot of structural or ornamental things that would have to be removed at a high cost in the future. So this is a lower cost alternative that breaks up the wall and provides it. So on a site-by-site basis, you know, I think it's an improvement and would agree with that.
I have no problem with it. I think you've done an excellent job. I never even thought about signs until I got on the planning commission. You cannot believe the headaches.
Yeah. It could become an issue, yes.
It could be. It will be. It will be an issue, but it's one I'm willing to
do. Anybody else?
I have one comment. If someone like, you know, I don't really have an issue with the sign, per se, because I understand what we're doing here. But the other part is, what if they had elected to put, like, a mural? Now, does that still rank as signage?
I believe murals are not allowed in our code.
Okay.
I believe there's a section in our sign. I don't have my, but I believe that murals are not allowed.
Now, I was just wondering if, you know, you did a mural which was like artwork, does that go to a whole different thing? So,
okay, thank you.
Maybe it could be allowed with a use permit.
I believe that they're actually prohibited. I think they're underneath the prohibitions.
Anything else? 443 will close the hearing. It's your pleasure.
I move that we approve a resolution of the Planning Commission of the City of Willows granting design review approval, file number DR-19-05, to California Land Investors LLC to implement exterior facade treatments to a new 47,467 square foot industrial building for Rumiano and Cheese Company and site improvements for the project and use permit approval file UP-19-06 to allow 1,243.83 square feet of additional signage, business signage, for the property located at Assessor's Parcel Number 017-170045.
Any further comments?
And conditions.
And the conditions, yes, sorry.
And conditions. Any other comments? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passes?
I'm sorry, I didn't get the second on that.
Oh, thank you, Candy.
Staff reports, comments?
I just want to give you, for the project itself that is being undertaken along there, we issued a notice to proceed middle of March, and they are working towards completion, working on the gas lines and such now. And at this point, the project is proposed to be finished by the first week in January. So this is all moving forward in order to, this is part of the moving forward to prepare for the allowance of the building. It cannot, no permits can be issued, granted for sure 10 days after, but also we're incorporating the lot line adjustment, the recordation, and certificate of compliance and stuff to make it the full lot that it is according to the lot line adjustment. So there's a few steps yet to get towards it, but the final completion of this project is set to be completed by or before the first week in January. So just
this building is supposed to be completed?
No, the project, the project that's undergoing the utility, right. Water right. Installation.
That's what I thought you meant.
And then also part of the EDA project is the bridge, the roadway, the Harvest Drive, all of that is the first phase is to be completed by that time frame.
When is the Rumi Auto Plant? When are they going to break ground?
That I don't know. They would have to
be. Any ideas? When you're shooting to break ground?
What's your hopeful, Tony?
As soon as possible.
We'd like to break ground here.
Yes.
Okay. So this process does go forward like we're hoping, and everything can get packaged up and done by the first of the year. You hope to be starting at that
same
time frame?
Building plans have to be submitted, architectural plans and building plans, civils have to all be submitted. Grant, as I say, the only civils will be on site because the roadway will be put in place with this EDA project that's building the bridge and putting in all the water lines. So everything on site will have to have be reviewed by our plan checker and go through those stages and our city engineer. So. Though they are in the process, okay. I was out of that loop, so.
Oh, good. Yay.
I think we're doing this, trying to do things simultaneously. So, you know, we got things lined up so that when we get to the end, there's, we go like that, yes.
Magic.
So we'll be ready for to christen the building and break.
That's right.
Make that a dream come true, I think, so.
I would like to note that in the conditions and that we get invited out to go see the building.
First one's floor tour.
Slice the first cheese.
That's right.
There you go.
Any comments from the commissioners?
What's going on with the Safari Motel?
A new owner has purchased it and at this point right now has building permits to fix up the manager's unit. And I've talked to him previously, and he is going to be coming back here for a use permit to open up as a motel.
As a motel?
Yeah. But at this point right now, it was pretty damaged. And so his first move was to secure the place so that no one could get into it and then start to fix the manager's unit up. So he does have a building permit for that.
Where are we at on the little... the old 99-cent store, the corner of.
Well, their plans.
Paint
I believe their plans have been reviewed.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Their plans are under review, I believe, right now. So maybe Maria might have some comments on that.
I just got an email today. I believe the plans have been approved. We're just going to have to wait for them to get back and then. Get ready
he's
to
probably
issue.
Doing some little interior work, but the gist of his building permit is about to be issued. So,
yeah.
Any
we're getting very close for him.
Cool.
Sometimes, you know, projects of how you want them to move don't always move at that speed, but
there was a couple of things. And he went
Couple of changes.
And things had to change because of his floor plan, and then it got where he needed a second exit, structural, architectural, sign off on it. That took a little bit longer on his end. Right now, it's probably right, just at 2 months since beginning, but it's been moving along. It's maybe just sometimes Christmas. Trying to get an engineer and, you know, two or an architect to do what you need Christmas. Take a little more time.
I think they had it reviewed, and then the second exiting issue came up, so then now they had to get an engineer, you know, to prepare the drawings to be able to review. So
but that was part of the review, the initial review.
Right. So. I'm just curious.
Yeah.
No, anything else?
It's moving.
Anything other on than, Denny's?
Pardon me?
Anything on the Denny's building out there?
Well, I believe that there is some kind of closed session coming up soon that the city has with the owners. So there's some, I'm not involved in that at this point, but there are some. I did have somebody call me today that was talking about it and wants to talk to the owners, has ideas and resources. So not sure about that.
And a wrecking ball?
Did have another interest about some vacant property on Humboldt for a motel, hotel.
Okay.
Upper from what we've got. So that I'll be hearing a little bit more about that next week. He told me because he's deciding on which of the lots to put it on. So that's something that will be probably coming down your pipeline. I am looking on October 16th, or getting on our regular schedule now, October 16th, the third Wednesday, will be the McDonald's project will be coming for you, the new McDonald's project.
Sure about that.
I am pretty sure now about that, more than I was a month ago. So
okay.
We were waiting for a revised traffic study that came in. This was like the second or third turnaround on it. That finally came in just like the day before I left. Left the office, so that has now been reviewed, and my staff that I'm working with in Wildan were preparing an addendum to the EIR, actually, because that's how that will work. With that, we're preparing an addendum to that, and so that I'm starting to draft the public hearing notice and stuff for that. So that'll be the 16th of October.
What's their plan for the existing building? Because if that just becomes vacant, then that.
My understanding is that they'll probably sell the building. I've had a couple of people in the time frame here ask about that, a coffee company. I mean, just, you know, they're, so I believe that, you know, they will look to market that as well.
For nice a, if we didn't just add yeah, another yeah, vacant building. Here.
You know, never know. I mean, you never know, something like that. So there's been some interest in when that is vacant, what to do with that. I have the architects that I'm talking to, McDonald's, are out of that loop at all. You know, they just want to hurry up and get this one done, you know, and up and running. I think they said 60% of their traffic comes off the freeway. So that's what they capture, and that's why they want that location.
Anything for our buddy down at 57th Street? Anything from 57th Street?
Other than, I believe that's on the market.
Okay.
What? Cracker Barrel's not coming in?
There's somebody else that's interested in that, that may be able to do something with it, so.
So, he's not going to develop it after
all? You know, this relationship with that property may have just been too long for them. It's time for a divorce, I think.
Okay.
Anytime you talk that much for that long,
so and you know, they had some obstacles that I really, even though they were told and pounded into them from day one, just didn't quite, you know, I don't believe sunk in. I don't know, but there's
access,
there's
drainage.
there's I think, you know, that the movement now is let's give it to someone who will move something forward. I mean, I had an email conversation with someone who said that they have a very interested person and wants to know what's the next steps and what do we have to do and to get to the final. So
has there been any discussion about the Chevron station down there, the area around that, ever doing anything with that? I mean, I know it's been kicked around over the years. Is that
The property owner is probably waiting for the right person.
Okay. Oh, and have we had anything on the dispensaries?
That is one of the ones that was interested.
Right.
Don't want to sell.
Okay.
But I believe that they're talking maybe on the Basin Street property, the commercial site.
Can you do that without close to housing?
That's not close to housing.
No, it's way away. It's farther than Humboldt.
Far away. That's, you only have to be 600 feet. Thousand, actually, a thousand is ours, yeah. That would be a location that it could work. Okay. Like a little strip mall type, or small, you know, three or four complex or something like that. So there's only probably about two to three spots in town, one has been checked up. One has been checked off. The one south of Baymount would be another piece of property, and that's not moving very fast. And so I think the third one would be the Basin Street Commercial Center property.
Anything else? It is 4:55. Adjourned.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.